Chapter 15, Signor Moretti. After breakfast, I headed to Cremona to meet with Signor Moretti at his home. Nothing happens in this part of Italy that Signor Moretti does not know about. His men on the street are ever present, collecting information and delivering it to him. Driving through the Po Valley always reminds me of home. Driving from Sacramento, California to Fresno, California. I arrived at Signor Moretti's home just before 11. I would not want to be late. I drive down the long Italian cypress line driveway. The driveway ends at a circular piazza with a fountain in the middle. I pulled up to the front door and got out of the car. As I walked up to the door, it opened, and Gino stood waiting. He was dressed as usual, a dark suit that was perfectly tailored to his large frame, and a white shirt with French cuffs and a blue tie. Unless you knew what to look for, you wouldn't notice the slight bulge of a gun under the coat. I walked up to him and said, "Nice suit. New?" His response was to give me a stern look as I walked by and into the house. I walked in and stood in the foyer, looking around. In front of me was a staircase leading upstairs. To my right was a formal dining room with a door at one end that, I would guess, leads to the kitchen. To my left was a formal dining room with a doorway on one end that leads to the library. Standing at a small bar in the living room was Signor Moretti. He was dressed in a gray open-window suit. The squares are outlined in a very light blue, white shirt with gold cufflinks and a light blue tie. The man knows how to dress and project power. He turns to me with the coldest dark eyes and says,
"A drink, Mr. Steelgrave?"
"Bourbon, neat, please." He pours my drink as I walk into the room. He hands it to me and says,
"Shall we go into the library?"
I follow him.
"Have a seat."
He motioned for me to sit in one of the two wingback chairs separated by a small Italian Baroque table. He takes a seat in the other chair. On the table is my latest book, My Life, My Choice. Handing me a pen with a small smile, he asks,
"Would you sign?"
I take the pen and sign the book.
"I'm becoming a fan."
I sign the book and set it back on the table and think to myself, a fan my ass. He reads my book to see if he is in it and how I portray him and the family. If it is not fictionalized enough or in a way he doesn't like, I would bet I would disappear. We have a very awkward relationship.
"Tell me, Mr. Steelgrave, what is this visit about?"
"Benny Schumann and Lorenzo Esposito." Signor Moretti picked up his drink and took a sip, giving him time to think of how he wanted to respond. Signor Moretti set down his glass. With his eyes narrowing and an intense focus on me, he said,
"What is your interest in these two?"
"Benny Schumann was killed, his body found yesterday. He had been following me. My hope is that you can tell me why."
"And your interest in Lorenzo Esposito?"
"You are aware of Maria's murder?"
"Of course."
"I had spent the last week of her life with her, and the last person to see her alive. As a prime suspect, I was being followed by the Carabinieri. They noticed Benny Schumann watching me. Then they noticed he got a call and quickly left. The next day, Lorenzo was found dead in an alley. Lorenzo and I had an association with Maria." I let that sit while I looked for his tell or something in his body language. Nothing. After a long pause, he responded,
"Lorenzo Esposito rented property from Maria and her father to run his olive oil business."
His eyes looked up as he was searching for words.
"Let us say he had a relationship with the Moretti family also. Benny Schumann, I know of. The Moretti family have never used his services. I can only add, if he was following you, you are lucky you are still alive. Do you think Benny killed Maria? I knew Maria from the time she was very young. Her death upsets me."
"Signor Moretti, I think there is some sort of plan that is about to happen. It involved Lorenzo, or he stumbled upon it. Because of his business relationship with Maria, they couldn't take a chance he had mentioned it to her.
Signor Moretti thought through what I had said, then asked, "Is that all, Mr. Steelgrave?"
"No, there are a couple more. First, do you know anything of a Jack Sullivan?"
"The author. He came to our attention last year, snooping around a murder. Turned out it was just for a book. We had a talk with him and have an understanding."
"Second, what, if anything, you might have heard about a Professor Giovanni Biasin selling fake art and laundering money? I knew that if there was anything illegal going on, the family controls it."
"Giovanni sells a few questionable pieces, and no money laundering. Nothing of importance that concerns the family."
"Signor Moretti, I heard rumors of an assassination of a high political figure being planned. Have you heard these rumors?"
"That is always someone planning to assassinate someone. I have heard of no such plan. It could not be done in my area of influence. It would be bad for business."
I had gotten the information I'd hoped for. Lorenzo wasn't involved with Maria's murder. His business was with the Moretti family, probably using the olive oil business to launder drug money. There is no assassination plot, and Jack seems not to be involved. I still feel Giovanni is involved somehow. I finished my drink and stood to leave. Signor Moretti stood and walked with me to the front door. We shook hands, and looking me straight in the eyes, he said to me,
"Be careful, Mr. Steelgrave. Vengeance can be deadly."
I knew what he meant. He was letting me know he knew I wanted to avenge Maria's death, and it could be bad for business. If my poking around caused him problems, he would take me out. Signor Moretti was ruthless and all about business. I got to my car and headed home when my phone started buzzing. It was Jim Marino. "What's up, Jim? I have some more information on Jack Sullivan. It turns out when he was a cop, he was involved with stealing money from drug dealers he busted. They didn't have enough evidence to charge him, so he was forced into retirement. Thought you should know. Thanks, Jim." I ended the call and headed home to Murialdo to plot my next move.